Hi, I'm Leah, and I am a proud mama to two daughters, one a volleyball and violin aficionado who is finishing up grade 11 at the same international school I teach at here in Beijing, China, and another one who has just finished her first year of uni in Vancouver and is training to become a lifeguard. Summer job, here you come. Yay! Let's make some money there, Charlotte.
Well, I hear that lifeguards are really in demand. So
yes.
It's the right thing to be trained in. Good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Edie, and I am a mom to three teens. I rarely hear from my oldest. The last thing I heard from him was a text telling me that John Mulvaney has a new Netflix special out, and I should wait to watch it with him.
It's
so
good.
You know. Yeah, though it's getting bad reviews because, you know, I don't know why. I know I'm going to love it. I love John Mulvaney.
Mm.
My middle teen is a Swiftie, and Leah, I'm bragging, he's a soon-to-be Eagle Scout.
Ooh.
Like Jimmy Carter. I think Jimmy Carter was an Eagle Scout. For sure Gerald Ford was.
Wow. But, I don't know what that means.
Oh, Eagle Scout, that's the highest rank in Boy Scouts. It's quite a thing, quite an accomplishment to get to be Eagle Scout. And it's something, you know, kids can put on their resume in colleges like that. Because it takes a lot to become, to get that rank.
Okay, go Gus.
Yeah. And my youngest, Leah, I don't think I told you this, but she just took up track and is excelling in the hurdles.
Hurdles. Love it. Both my daughters did hurdles, too. They're hard. How do people do them?
Well, I remember a glimmer of a sixth grade memory, Leah, when we had a big track meet, like at the end of the school year in our district, and I was good at the hurdles.
Really?
If you can believe that. I loved it.
Well, I was a good high jumper, but I don't even know that hurdles existed where I came from.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am a middle school reading specialist in Wisconsin, and I am wrapping up my 33rd year of teaching.
Whoa, impressive.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
So like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Green Tea and Teacher Appreciation Week.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Favorite moms.
And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Leah, what is going on with this green tea situation?
Well, Edie, I have recently had my first bout of COVID. You might be able to hear it in my voice still. And I briefly lost my sense of smell and taste. I know that for some people it lasts a really long time, but for me it lasted like less than 24 hours. It was very weird. So I think I'm in I'm experiencing a milder form of COVID. But whatever the case, the first time that I had a cup of coffee after regaining my sense of taste, I spat it out, Edie. It just went all over the covers because it was so disgusting to me. And it continues to be. So I'm not sure what's going on. It's like my sense of taste has altered. And all I can taste is this nasty bitterness combined with this hideous, sour backdrop. It's gross beyond words. I don't know what to say. Hence the, as we say in Chinese, lu cha. Lu is green, cha, tea. So I decided that I would try some green tea because I do like to have hot beverages in the morning when I get up. And actually throughout the day, I tend to drink hot water. But I wanted something a little more substantial in the mornings. And we have a lot of loose green tea. And so here are some of the tips I have for green tea. Because A, don't drink green tea from a bag. Like buy the loose stuff, buy the really good stuff, and steep it. Okay, so there are a few rules about green tea. And one is that the water actually shouldn't be boiling. So what you want to do is boil it, but then wait before you put the tea leaves in, because you can actually scald them. So wait a few minutes and then put in the tea leaves. And that should be about 3 minutes before your tea is ready. And here's the thing, Edie, and I didn't know this. A friend of mine told me this the other day, because I don't put my tea leaves in a tea egg. I just, as most Chinese folks do, you just put them in loose, right? And I was always swallowing or getting the leaves or the dried, you know, the dried sediment in, you know, chewing it while I was drinking the tea. And I was told, no, you actually know it's done when the tea leaves have sunk to the bottom of your cup. And so, in fact, many, many folks drink their green tea, if you're going to have a big amount of it, in a glass, in a clear glass, and you can see the leaves settling on the bottom of the glass. So that's what I've been doing, and really like tasting it fully, enjoying it, and I feel like this is my new beverage for the mornings, and it does have caffeine. It's about a third of the amount of caffeine that a strong cup of coffee will give you. But, you know, I can have 3 cups of it. And I'm thinking I'll try coffee again, obviously. I haven't, you know, deserted coffee for life. But I'm really into this green tea thing right now. And I recommend that our listeners give it a go if you have not.
All right. I feel like we got a history of green tea, Leia.
Lucha.
Lucha, we got a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your coffee, your dislike of coffee won't be like how my dislike of eggs is.
Oh.
As you know, Leia, when I was pregnant with Leonard, I started hating eggs and I haven't been able to eat them since.
Right. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah. So okay. I hate eggs.
Okay. So you used to love them though. Or you?
Yeah. I wouldn't say love them, but I ate them. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Of course.
Well.
So.
Okay.
There's that.
There's that.
All right, Leia. I am breaking our usual format, because what I'm going to present is not a tip or a trick, but a rant.
A rant?
What do you think of that?
This is not customary.
And I'll try and keep it lighthearted, Leia, but it's about Teacher Appreciation Week. Can you believe that?
You're ranting about Teacher Appreciation Week?
I am. This is a week I used to really enjoy, and now I would like to skip it.
Why?
Would like to skip it, Leia, because without getting into the weeds, things have, since going back after COVID, things have really gotten insane yeah. in the public schools. Mm-hmm. Very, very bad.
Bad.
So I get very angry when, you know, admin and the district don't return my phone calls, don't return my emails, don't ask for my ideas or listen to me. And then they roll out this whole week of, we appreciate our teachers, and they give me a $5 gift card.
Oh, no.
And 1 year, Leia, I'm not even kidding. The district, you know how Post-it notes are like wrapped in plastic and there's like several pads in a, you know, in a package?
Yes.
Well, 1 year, what we got from the district was one of those sections of Post-it notes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. And it's like, don't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stop.
Yeah. And then they'll have, okay, this is really ranting, but then they'll have like, ooh, we're making breakfast. And guess what it is? Egg burritos.
Ugh. You don't like eggs.
I don't like eggs. So anyway, what I would really like is people in charge to return my emails, people in charge to ask my opinions and listen to me, and maybe most important, Leia, is for people to vote for candidates who support public education, and not only on a national level, but on a local level, because often people, you know, just skip smaller local elections, and arguably those are the most important.
Okay.
I would also like to be viewed as like a master teacher and not mm-hmm. irrelevant because, you know, I don't really like technology. So to sum up my rant, Leia, in an upbeat way of, if you want to do something for Teacher Appreciation Week, you know, vote in a teacher's interest. And, you know, you could write a teacher, a co-worker, if you are a teacher, or your kid's teacher. Mm-hmm. Teacher, write them a heartfelt note and don't just write like, I appreciate you, because, you know, that means nothing.
Yeah. Tell us why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you can, like for Lulu and Gus's music teachers, they're all working musicians, professional musicians. Uh-huh. So I go to the bank and I get $50 bills for them and throw them in the card, you know.
Nice. Wow.
Because I want them to know that they really are appreciated, not just with words, but, you know, some money.
Yeah. Okay. We're not allowed to do that in our international school system. We have to report any gifts and give them, either give them back or give them to the office and they figure out.
Oh, stop it.
This is a relatively new thing. Super annoying because I used to get great gifts. Not cash because that can be seen as bribery, but some, you know, like I've had designer purses. I got an iPad once many, many years ago.
But now you have to give it all to your principal? That seems a little fishy.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not fishy. But anyway, we are not we are no longer encouraged to accept gifts, and never have we been allowed to accept money. But good on you for doing it, and amen to voting pro teacher. Yes.
Yeah, so far none of the teachers have given back the cash, you know. But they're not in the public school system. They're like private teachers that we hire.
Oh, sure enough. Lessons. Sure enough. Okay, fair enough. Got it.
Yeah,
got
we're
it.
Not giving the band teacher $50. They're okay. Private instructors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ming Bai La, or as we say in Chinese, I understand. Got it. Okay. Hey, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat. We like to do a mom episode every year around Mother's Day. And this year we thought we'd mix it up a bit and talk about moms we've watched and read about and learned from over our many years of both being mothered and being mums.
Yes,
I'm getting mums. I'm getting British, Leia. I'm getting British.
British. I wonder if you're going to talk about any British moms.
British.
Mummies. British mummies. Well, Edie, I think it's important that it's clear to our audience that, at least on my behalf, or from my perspective, we're talking about our favorite moms from movies, TV, and books, but not necessarily the best moms.
Oh, we're not? I chose, like, the best moms.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be a good, you know, I can't think of the word. That'll be a good juxtaposition.
Yes, counterpoint.
It'll be a good counterpoint. So let's dive right in. And Leia, who is your favorite movie mom?
Okay, well, let's see if you can guess based on what I'm going to sing with my COVID-y voice. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Whiskers. It must be Maria.
It's Maria.
Yes.
Yes, right? So although Maria
Wait,
didn't...
Leia?
What?
Leia, yes? I just have to get this out of my system. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? I know. I mean, who wouldn't want a singing mom?
Yes.
Right? So although...
A curtain-wearing mom.
Well, this is it. So although she didn't quite make it as a nun, Maria certainly turned out to be, listen to this, a mother superior.
Oh, stop it.
To, let's see, Liesel, Friedrich, Luisa, Kurt, Brigitta, Marta, and remember the little one? What's her name?
Gretel.
Stop trying to be so British. Oh, so really, you know, this whole movie is her auditioning to become a mother, right? Mm-hmm. She wins mm-hmm. them over. She does, you know, they're playing guitar in the Alps, teaching them how to sing, teaching Liesl about puberty, giving love advice, making clothes out of curtains, creating elaborate puppet shows. And then, you know, hiking over the Alps to escape the Nazis. I mean, I'm sorry. That is the ultimate mom.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah. Maria did it all.
She did it all. Yep. Gotta love her.
Yeah. Just when you think she can't do any more, she puts on a puppet show, you know.
Oh, I know.
With those marionettes.
Even though the captain was not impressed.
It was too fun for him. Maria was too fun. I'm not sure she made the best choice with him.
Well,
but,
she did.
You know, that's neither here nor there because we're talking about being a mom.
Right. Even though I could do a whole episode on Captain Von Trapp because I had the hots for that man for many years.
Of course you did.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Christopher Plummer.
Well, Leia, I drew a blank with mums in movies. I kept thinking of the mom in Paddington 2, and I'm like, no, I'm not talking about her. Well, she wanted to, because I couldn't quite remember, she wanted to swim in a race, and I think she also painted. I don't know. It just kept getting, all I wanted to do then was talk about Paddington. So I have two book moms instead.
Okay. So we'll get to the books in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
So well, Leia, let's move on to moms on TV.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've got one for you. Mm-hmm. I almost picked Moira from Schitt's Creek. I should have, in fact. And then, of course, there's Mrs. Kim from Kim's Convenience. Two moms I absolutely adore. But in the end, I was thinking about Marge Simpson, and I think that she is one of my favorite moms. And I also read this really, really fun little thing on Looper this week about the best Marge moments that just came up at the right time when I was thinking about TV moms. And so I'm going to read it to you in a second, but come on. She's got the blue bouffant hair, her pearls and practicality, and then that Julie Kavner's high-pitched voice. I can't even do it. Can you do it?
No.
Homer! No, nope, can't do it. No, I absolutely cannot do it. But, you know, how Marge manages her goofball, her husband, you know, troublemaking Bart, strong-willed Lisa. She still mothers baby Maggie. All in a day's work. Oh. She's amazing.
Leia, so, all I want you to do is pretend you're Marge.
Marge, no, I can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't all mock right. me. But I am going to read you this brief article from Credit to Looper. So the best mothering moment is in season one, and it's called Moaning Lisa. Get it? Moaning Lisa.
The Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Yes, I okay. get it.
Okay, so that part's all me. Now here's where the article begins. When Lisa's depressed, Marge's first solution is the questionable parenting wisdom her own mother used. Just act happy. When Lisa explains she isn't happy, Marge replies, well, it doesn't matter. I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, it doesn't matter how you feel inside. It's what shows up on the surface that counts. Take all your bad feelings and push them down, and then you'll fit in, and you'll be invited to parties, and boys will like you, and happiness will follow. Okay, that was embarrassing. So anyway, Lisa tries to follow Marge's advice, and it seems to work for a little while, but when Marge sees how Lisa's classmates and teachers bully her when she acts like herself, she gets fed up, snatches Lisa into the car, and drives off. Marge admits that she was wrong and has a new, more supportive message for Lisa. Always be yourself. You want to be sad, honey? Be sad. We'll ride it out with you. And when you get finished feeling sad, we'll still be there. From now on, let's do the smiling for both of us. And she reminds Lisa she doesn't have to smile anymore. But Lisa says she really is happy. Marge cannot solve all of Lisa's problems as easily as she thought, but just by acknowledging that, she comes closer than she ever could have otherwise. Love.
Oh, Leia.
I know. And I know I win the award for the worst Marge impression ever. So no comments on the chit-chat coop about that, please.
Leia, you, I give you an A++ for even trying. I loved it. I felt you really brought it to life with your Marge voice. I liked it.
Well, maybe if Julie Kavner dies and they need a Marge replacement, I can audition.
You could just work with a voice coach for like a day and you'll be ready. I think you got the bones.
I got the bones, you know. Yep. This is part of my evolving digital nomad career, doing some voice recording. So it could be Marge. That'd be some good big bucks.
Maybe you could start off as Maggie. But work your way up.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. What do you have for us in the TV domain?
Okay. So my favorite TV mom is Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Leia.
I think you better tell the story, Edie.
Which one?
The Halloween story at Deb Pines.
Yes. Deb Pines. Well, one year, our friend Deb Pine, who's known for giving fabulous parties. You know, that is her superpower.
One of many, but yes.
Yeah. That's true. One of many.
We adore her.
Leia, Don, my then husband and I went to the Halloween party. And of course, you had to have fabulous, you know, costumes. And my husband and I went as Dr. Quinn and Sully. I even rented wigs, Leia, and like buckskin pants for Tim. Maybe that's why we got divorced. Like, he held resentment over having to dress like Sully and carry around a stuffed wolf.
That's right, the stuffed wolf.
Oh, but in all the pictures, you know, he's like, well, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, I love Dr. Quinn. And recently, my friend picked up all the seasons of Dr. Quinn on DVD. And I gave them to my mom, and she's been watching them. And now she gave me the first 3 seasons so that I can start rewatching them.
Oh, how fun.
I know.
Okay.
But anyway, one of the reasons why I chose Dr. Michaela Quinn is because she is a multitasker. Mm. Listen to all she can do. I guess she's kind of like Maria.
Okay.
She is able to be the town doctor. Every week there's a calamity that happens, and Dr. Quinn saves the entire town from whatever calamity, you know,
yep.
Robbers, yes, prostitution, you know, a fire. Starvation, you know, she does it all.
Yeah.
Well, doing all that, Leia, she can also date that hot guy, Sully, and she can be there 100% for her kids.
I don't remember kids at all.
She adopted 3 kids.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Obviously, I was never a fan of the show, just a fan of you dressed as Dr. Quinn.
I'll put some of those pictures up on the coop because I have many, many pictures of Tim and I as Dr. Michaela Quinn and Sully.
Did
Sully have a last name or was he kind of like Cher?
I have no idea. Sully. I just know that Elton John had a lot of fun at that party too.
Okay.
All right. So Dr. Michaela Quinn. Love it. Okay.
Oh, I lied. I don't have 2 favorite book moms. I have 2 favorite TV moms.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue chatting, Leia. And my next favorite mom is Marilla from Anne with an E.
Okay, who is also a book mom, right?
She's a book mom.
Originally a book mom.
But I want to point out that the TV show is extremely different from the books, and I'm not recommending it to people who are a purist about the books, because
okay,
you won't like it.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. And my sister and I, as a segue or as an aside, will be doing some podcasting this summer about the Lucy Maud Montgomery books and talking extensively about Marilla and Matthew and Anne and Diana and Gilbert and on and on. But anyway, back to you and Marilla.
Yes. So this is how she is on Anne with an E, which is on Netflix. My daughter and I watch it and we really enjoy it. So Marilla adopted Anne much later in life. You know, she'd been living quite a reclusive life with her brother on, you know, Green Gables. But what I love about Marilla is that she is willing to learn how to be a good mom. And that's, you know, what it is, because I've made so many mistakes, Leia, being a mom. But you have to be willing to learn, you know. Like one year I forced my boys to take t-ball and golf. Mistake. Like, what was I thinking? Everyone hated it. So back to Marilla. She is willing to apologize, like, to Anne when she's wrong, because, you know, she did jump to conclusions, which I think is very
true. She sure did, But she didn't know what she was getting herself into, because, you know, here comes this, you know, this young lady into her household, and she has had no experience at all, you know, in a maternal role, so...
Which makes it even more impressive that she knew she needed to apologize to Anne to, you know, get Anne's forgiveness. But Marilla is also willing to rein Anne in and set boundaries, because Anne, if she didn't have boundaries, she would just become a monster.
Out of control.
You know, out of control. So she really needed the firm hand of Marilla and, you know, the gentle guidance of Matthew. My favorite scenes in Anne with an E is when Marilla and Anne just hug, because at the beginning of the show, Marilla was very uncomfortable hugging Anne.
Yes.
But now the second season ended with just such a beautiful hug between mother and daughter.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Melted my heart. I just love Marilla.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I have a lot to say about Marilla and the Anne relationship, but I will save that for the summer.
Yeah, save it.
Okay. But let's launch into Mamas in Books.
Yep.
And I had to go for, maybe this is a surprise one, because this is an older book, but I have to say it's one of the classic books about motherhood that maybe you might want to reread, because I'm betting that most of you have read it at one time or another, and that is The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan.
So, Leia, like a year or so ago, I bought a copy of this book because I wanted to reread it, because I remember enjoying it so much when it came out in the 90s, I think.
I know. It's just such a classic. So you may or may not remember names, but Su Yuan Wu was Jing Mei's mother, and she was the founder of what they called the Joy Luck Club. And they were a group of women who would come together once a week to play mahjong and talk about, you know, their families. And she started this club while still in China in the early days of her first marriage. And then she carried that on when she moved to San Francisco. So it's quite complicated, actually. It's a very intricate book. There are 16, I looked this up, 16 interwoven stories about conflicts between Chinese immigrant mothers and their American-raised daughters. So, so super interesting looking at this relationship, and it's still very relevant today. The main focus in the Joy Luck Club is that complex relationship between mothers and daughters, and that bond that they always have, despite both, I would say, generational and cultural conflicts, right? So I just think that this book had amazing, or has amazing, dialogue, laugh out loud moments, and it's just heartwarming as well. And I would say, I'm going out on a limb here, but I would say that it resonates with all of us who are raising kids in a hashtag foreign culture, even if that means like the era of technology and social media that we didn't have as children growing up, because I think that, you know, that is a huge divide right there that provides some tension between our kids and us, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to read just a fascinating book, or reread a fascinating book about motherhood, and, you know, these women were largely tiger moms, you know, quite authoritarian in the way they brought their kids up and what they had them do, in particular their daughters. It's about daughters, mothers and daughters. But, you know, it's just so... so relevant even today. So highly recommend a reread of The Joy Luck Club.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, good one.
I thought so.
So, Leia, I wouldn't be me if I didn't say a favorite mom of mine is Ma from the Little House, you know, in the Big Woods series.
Of course.
Some things are so predictable.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's think about Ma. She is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She is strong.
Yep.
You know, if I was told by my husband, look, we're moving into, you know, a dirt house, and be like, bye-bye.
Right. Let's get in the wagon and, move across the country.
You can live in the dirt house.
Who knows where.
But I'm getting in this wagon and pointing it to Pepin. Goodbye. You know, she is calm. Even like that one time when she thought she was slapping the cow because she thought the cow got out, but it was a bear.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, she came back in and she's like, I would have lost my mind for a month, but Ma, you know, just needed to take a couple deep breaths.
Right. Well, talk about a multitasker.
Oh my gosh, I think I really admire moms who can multitask, since I'm incapable of it. But she is also loving, you know, throughout the books, there's many loving glances. You know, they weren't like a huggy, I love you family.
No.
But you knew that Ma loved Charles. She loved, you know, her girls. It was very sweet. And I also really admire Ma for creating beauty out of nothing, you know.
Right? Yeah.
These shacks and, you know, hobbit houses that Charles made her live in. She always made them homey and just, you know, so hooga. She was the...
She was ahead of her time.
So I just love Ma from Little House. Everything about her, except, you know, her blind following of Charles. But that is another, you know, if you want to hear more about Ma, go back to our past episode where I talk with my friend Prairie Sherry about the Laura Ingalls Wilder books.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I do have to say one more thing, Leia, before we wrap it up about another. This is not a mom in TV, movies, or a book, but it's the mom of a famous person.
Who's that?
Daryl Hall.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Leia.
Okay, so, let's hear it.
Every Mother's Day, Daryl would post a picture of his mother at one of his, you know, fabulous estates, you know, just looking just regal and being treated like a queen.
Uh-huh.
You know, she'd be in this, you know, this lovely lounge chair surrounded by manicured ground sipping, you know, champagne. And Daryl would be like, I love my mom.
Oh.
And sadly, his mom recently passed away. So I think this is going to be his first Mother's Day without his mom, and I want to acknowledge that it might you know, Mother's Day we think of as, you know, oh, yay, you know, I think of, I have a wonderful mother. Mm-hmm. And, but that's not, you know, like you, Leah, you know, moms have passed on.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. It's a, it's always a special day, even for me, even though I lost my mom some years ago, but, because A, I try to live her legacy, and it's a special day to honor her. But I think Mother's Day is also a time to, even if we're not honoring our own mothers or our own motherhood, because maybe we don't have reason to, or we're not mothers, or we didn't enjoy the mothers that we grew up with, there are certainly many maternal people in your life that you can certainly honor and think about who helped you become the person that you are today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And I hope that Daryl will still post a picture of his beautiful mother. And, you know, from seeing her, I know where he got his luscious hair from, Leah. His mother!
Okay, love it. Okay.
It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week.
So this week, your challenge is to share your favorite TV, movie, and or literary moms on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
Every week, we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop, which is a fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and give your opinions and the beloved recommendations.
Yes.
We got some book recommendations on there, and we have quite a bookish group.
We do. We really do. And I'd like to say, like, feel free to add your own posts. We really appreciated Pearl's post the other week about Love and Saffron, a book that she recommended and that I've got on my Kindle lineup. So, like, that's coming up for me. I can't wait. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't need to wait for us to post a question in the Chit Chat Coop. You can post your own or make a comment. Just join in and start your own conversation.
All right. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. So check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram, and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
We'd love a review on iTunes or Spotify if you're so inclined. It helps more people find the pod. And Leah, it's so easy to leave a review on Spotify. You don't even have to write anything. Just click those 5 stars. I went through and did that for every podcast I listen to, you know, to get some more ratings for the people on Spotify.
Oh, I had no idea. Good to know. All right. It's
one tippity tap of your finger and you're done. Do it, people.
A tap five times, not once.
Yeah. Well, if you tap on the last star, they all light up.
Oh,
but don't
make
the mistake and just light up 1 star. We don't want that review.
No.
If you want to do that, you wouldn't be this far into the podcast, I'm guessing.
True enough.
Oh, thanks, Leah, for editing the show. You're a fabulous producer. I appreciate you for real. For real.
For real? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you too. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.